Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Limited Q2 FY19 earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for standing by. It's a great pleasure to have with us the management of Supreme Industries for Q2 FY19 conference call. From the management side, we are represented by Shri Taparia Ji, the Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, who's the CFO, and Mr. R.J. Saboo, who's the Company Secretary. Without taking too much time, I hand over the floor to Taparia Ji. Over to you, sir.
Mr. Pujara, I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited stand-alone and consolidated financial results for the quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2018. The stand-alone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company has sold 83,175 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,228 crore during the second quarter of the current year, against sales of 7,909 tons and net product turnover of rupees 1,044 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, resulting in volume growth of around 5% and product value growth of 18% respectively. The company sold 183,080 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 2,544 crore during the first half of the current year, against sales of 171,225 tons and net product turnover of rupees 2,171 crore in the corresponding half-year of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of around 7% and 17% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit, excluding construction business, for the second quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 1,241 crore and rupees 167 crore as compared to rupees 1,055 crore and rupees 155 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of about 18% and 8% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit, excluding construction business, for the half-year of the current year amounted to rupees 2,587 crore and rupees 360 crore as compared to rupees 2,217 crore and rupees 317 crore for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of about 17% and 14% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax, excluding exceptional item and construction business, for the second quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 110 crore and rupees 73 crore as compared to rupees 107 crore and rupees 71 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 3%. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax, excluding exceptional item and construction business, for the half-year of the current year amounted to rupees 255 crore and rupees 170 crore as compared to rupees 226 crore and rupees 149 crore for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of about 13% and 14% respectively. During the second quarter of the current year, company realized rupees 80.85 crore from sale of 38,718 sq ft of its premises. After allocating proportionate cost and overhead, profit before tax accrued rupees 53.1 crore and profit after tax rupees 34.6 crore. The board of directors has considered the payment of interim dividend for the financial year 2018-19 at 200%, that is rupees 4 per share of B2 each, and will be paid to the shareholder on the shares held as on the record date, that is 6 November 2018. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the current quarter ended 30th September 2018 as compared to corresponding period in the previous year has been as under. Plastic pipe business grew by 7% in volume and 20% in value term. Packaging product segment business degrew by 3% volume and 4% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew by 8% in volume and 37% in value term. Consumer product segment business degrew by 2% in volume and grew by 12% in value term. The share of overall sale of value-added product has been 35% of the total sale in the second quarter under 30th September 2018 as against 37% in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. The total borrowing of the company stands at rupees 259 crore as on 30th September 2018 as against rupees 248 crore as on 31st March 2018. Average net borrowing level during the second quarter and half year ended on 30th September 2018, remained at rupees 231 crore and rupees 223 crore respectively, as against rupees 336 crore during the previous year ended 31st March 2018. Average cost of borrowing as on 30th September 2018 is 7.07% per annum, which is 7.12% as on 31st March 2018. With the startup of new greenfield petrochemical plant and capacity expansion of existing plants, they have boosted supply of plastic raw material. The international polymer prices have downward bias going forward for this financial year. Thus, the polymer price will remain affordable for the year. The demand for plastic products remains positive with a higher growth potential going forward. The company remains fully committed to its investment plan as announced in the beginning of the year. New plant to manufacture industrial component at Ghiloth in Rajasthan has commenced commercial production during September this year. Capacity of rotomolded product at Malanpuri Unit 3 and at Kanpur have become operational. Expanded capacity of both the plants are 2400 ton per annum. The new plant to make high density polythene pipe of 9000 ton per annum capacity at Malanpuri Unit 3 has commenced trial production. New plant to manufacture polypropylene corrugated sheet with a capacity of 3,600 ton per annum has been commissioned at Jalabasi unit in Punjab. The construction work is going at full speed at Jalchalla in Telangana. The production of furniture and automotive product at that unit will go in production during October-December quarter. The production of foam product at that site will start in January-March 2019 quarter. Hosur unit will be streamlined with increased capacity at one site instead of two sites in October-December quarter. The Khopoli unit expanded capacity will be in production during January-March 2019 quarter. The company has made a breakthrough in export of composite cylinder in one more country apart from Bangladesh and South Korea. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleague, Mr. P.C. Somani, CFO, assisted by Mr. Sabu, are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Sure, thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Sriram Rajaram from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So if I look at the other plastic revenue, there's been 81 crores for this quarter versus 7 crores for Q1. So could you just please explain us what is that other plastic about and why is there a, you know, marked difference in terms of revenue reported? Even if I look at your Q3, Q4 numbers, there has been a sharp increase, decrease. So because of which my the EBITDA that has been reported and the EBITDA that has been the product wise EBITDA, there has been a difference. I think that is due to only the other plastic. So if you could just give the operating margin for the other plastic business also, it will be helpful.
Yeah, if you look at the press release or the this one, this other than plastic product, as mentioned in the beginning speech also, we had sold our Andheri premises, which was part of the stock or part of the construction business. There is a revenue of 80.85 crore during this quarter.
Okay.
About 38,718 square feet we have sold in this quarter.
Okay.
Is forming part of that, and on which we have generated 53 crore rupees of EBITDA and 34.60 crore profit after tax.
53 crores of EBITDA. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine, sir. We'll join the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Umesh Patel from TCG Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening to everyone and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, can you give me EBITDA margin across segment sequentially and this quarter?
I'll give me someone at least. Yeah.
No, EBITDA margin across the segment for this quarter, the plastic piping is 13%. For packaging products, it is 15.7%. Industrial business, it's 11.1%. And for consumer, it is 16.45.
Okay. And what was it in last quarter?
Yeah.
Quarter one.
So you are talking quarter to corresponding quarter or previous
first quarter? First quarter this year.
First quarter this year.
Yeah.
Just a minute. Yeah. First quarter was plastic piping 13.08. For packaging, it was. Sorry, this half year. First quarter was plastic piping was 12.27.
Okay.
For packaging, it was 16.93. For industry, it was 13%.
Yes.
And, sorry, I am giving the corresponding quarter of first year, previous year.
No, I need it for the quarter one FY19 of, I mean,
for quarter one FY19.
Yeah.
Just a minute.
Already, okay.
Sure.
We'll come back to you.
Yeah, sure. Second question was related to volume growth. If I look at the, you know, past 6 to 7 quarters volume growth, this quarter was subdued. What was the reason? And even though the realization was significantly higher in few of the segment, particularly plastic and industrial, we managed, I mean, you know, lower volume growth and EBITDA margin was, I mean, also increased just because of the inventory gain of that 113. If I adjust that 113, what was the core EBITDA margin that we reported?
What was the inventory? There is no inventory gain. Which inventory gain? There is no inventory
change
gain.
Change in inventory.
Sorry?
Change in inventory.
Inventory of what? No, there is no inventory gain in the company in this first full half year. But as we told earlier also, now our focus is remaining to increase the sale of, not much focus to remain sale of plastic pipe, where the margins are lower. So we are not changing the volume, we are changing our value and our operating margin and ROIC. Most importantly, ROIC. Our ROIC last year was 34.7% of the company, and this year we are trying how to improve ROIC than last year. Value-wise turnover, definitely we are quite happy that we have grown by 17%, and we expect this year we will maintain the growth. Value term, we may grow between 5,700 crore to 5,900 crore.
Okay.
And we are not changing volume.
So that translates into what percentage of volume growth? 8 to 10% that you previously had?
We are now believing that it may be 10% volume growth.
Okay.
First half is 7%. For the full year, we expect 10%.
And because of the recent crude oil price decline, I mean, PVC prices has also declined. That will benefit.
PVC prices, polythene prices, PP prices, all have declined.
Hmm.
That may cause some inventory loss, but over a period gets iron out.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, to your question of Q1 operating margins.
Hmm. Yes, sir.
The plastic piping was 13.15.
Okay.
Packaging product was 17.75.
Mm.
Industrial product was 11.6.
Mm.
Consumer products 15.35.
15.35. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So just wanted to understand about the packaging segment wherein we have kind of seen some amount of volume decline and also some pressure on margins. If you could just help us what's happened there.
And packaging in our cross-laminated film business, there was a demand destruction this quarter, in July-September quarter. Last year in July-September we introduced off-season scheme. And this year we started very slow because we wanted to start off-season scheme a big way in October-December. That was the principal reason for the volume to degrow. And also in our packaging film business, there were some plants shut down due to some big maintenance. And that's why the volume has gone down. But for the full year, there will be volume growth in even flexible packaging film and volume growth in our cross-laminated film also. So for the year, there will be no problem.
Okay, so the where we are coming from is what has happened, the volume decline is largely specific to our company and not heightened competitive intensity, and we will cover it up in the second half of FY19.
Competitive intensity has definitely reduced our operating margin in cross-laminated film business, but okay. Volume is not destroyed.
Okay. Is there also some amount of cost pressure that we are seeing in the packaging division, sir? Because I kind of see your realizations have gone up on a quarter-on-quarter basis, but your EBITDA has come down. So is there a cost pressure also there, sitting there?
We reduce our operating margin in cross-laminated film. That was the biggest reason.
Okay. And so that's
what... Our monopoly and then so many compression came. So to maintain the product volume, we have to reduce our margins.
Okay. And you expect it to remain at these levels in second half of FY19 also?
No, depend on our productive packaging product may do better. So overall, we have given our operating margin, overall may be better.
Okay. Okay. And sir, if you could just take us through your capex plans in terms of for FY19, what is the number that we are looking at?
We had a opening on 1st April 2018, opening commitment of 218 crore rupees. It was committed last year to be invested in this year. In the current year, in first 6 months, we further committed 208 crore rupees. We know that all the investment may not come on ground in this year. Our original plan to invest between 350 to 400 crore remains intact.
350 to 400 crores?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's helpful. And just coming to the last thing in terms of the pipe segment. So as we are, looking at more of value-added products, so how do you see in terms of the overall competitive intensity in that value-added product? Is it like stable or with polymer prices being fluctuating, are you kind of able to pass on the, input cost increase or anything of that? So how's your experience?
And pipe business, everywhere, everybody is required to increase the price because it is working with a small margin.
Sure.
Pipe business is growing properly.
Okay.
So what your company intensity is there, more and more the demand is growing in affordable housing. We are seeing good growth now coming up. Overall housing segment also, we are seeing better demand growth.
Okay.
So now rates are getting stabilized.
Sure.
And so in the farming sector also, we are seeing good demand growth. Even government demand is also coming up, so demand is looking quite okay.
Okay. Okay. That's helpful. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avi Mehta from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, essentially just taking up on the margin bit, you highlighted that in the plastic piping business, there is a clear focus on improving ROICs and instead of volume growth.
Plastic piping, overall for the company also.
Okay, overall. So, but in the plastic piping segment, if you're kind of doing that focus, would it be fair to say that your EBITDA levels or margin levels should logically structurally move up? Is that what you're also aiming for, sir? That's the right understanding.
You present 13% operating margin, it should not be destroyed more. If I give a more focused volume and sell more plastic pipe per se only, then the margin will come down than 13%.
Okay, sir. Okay. So the realization driven growth will continue and hence EBITDA per kg will also be remaining healthy. Okay.
You're right. Yeah.
And sir, second point on the packaging business which was raised by one of the earlier participants, what would be the right way to see this business? Because, you know, as you rightly said, there is a seasonality. When the protecting does well, the EBITDA margin in this and EBITDA per kg does well.
Seasonality is only a cross-level film business.
Yes.
It has got three segments, protective packaging product and flexible packaging film. Those businesses are stable business every month. Only cross-level film, because it is mostly served in tarpaulin, which is a monsoon season product. So there the demand has got a big sinkage. So otherwise the other products have got constant business month after month.
Sir, okay, so sir, where I was confused is you said this time we did give a scheme which we were a little late. So our scheme...
Yeah, we gave off-season scheme in September, last year.
Last year, and this time it was...
This year we started in September, but it started much later, because this year Diwali was later. We always linked to Diwali.
So then margin should have improved, no, sir? That would have been a positive...
This was slow enough, because people don't buy goods, you see. So we have the demand destruction also, lower sale in cross-level film.
Okay, sir. Okay, I got that. And sir, lastly, on the, you said there is no one-off gain, but could you explain the reason for the interest cost being so high and whether we should kind of assume that level to continue?
Interest costs are high due to the foreign exchange rupee depreciation.
Okay. So that was, can you share the number, sir, adjusted for that? How much would that
Sorry?
Be? Would you be able to share the how much was in that was rupee relinked?
No, interest cost for the quarter if you are looking at.
Yes, sir.
There are two reasons. One is mark to market accounting of the committed or hedged foreign exchange borrowing. So there was a good gain in the first quarter because of the hedging gain for mark to market accounting, which got reversed in second quarter automatically. And since we don't have any borrowing now in foreign currency, so there is no mark-to-market or hedging gain. So the first quarter gain became the loss for the second quarter in quarterly accounting.
Okay. So the first half average is the number that we can take.
Correct.
Okay, sir. And lastly, sir, on the debtor side, the increase that we have seen in the quarter, is there any channel issue on liquidity that you are seeing, or could you just share your comments on that, sir? That's all from my side.
Actually, it has gone up from 21 days of sale to 26 days. We are glad that now it came down to 25 days. This is there are 3 to 4 days more than what it used to be every 2 years before. We hope that we may be over a period of next 4 to 6 quarters, we may be able to bring down lower than 25 days. With 25 days, definitely our book debt has gone up by 70-80 crore rupees extra.
Sir, so liquidity is the issue? Is channel now coming back? Is liquidity now available in the channel?
Liquidity not with our company, liquidity with our customer.
No, no, correct, sir. Channel. I meant channel, not for company.
Channel, definitely there is a liquidity issue nowadays.
Is it changing better for the better or still it remains, sir? Because you said that same issue. I mean,
it has become better than earlier. It went up to 26 days of sale. Now, yes, second quarter, we have achieved now 25 days of sale.
Okay, sir.
Am I clear?
Yeah. No, I understood the trajectory, sir. But I mean, I recollect you had said that, you know, we expected to sharply moderate because GST was the reason. But I was just thinking, how long do you think this will play out? I was just trying to get your comments on that.
Can't comment, you see, because we are aiming to bring it down back again to from 25 days to 20, 21 days. Our initiatives are that we must bring down this number of days to a number which we are there 2 years before.
Okay, sir. Okay, I understand, sir. Thank you very much, sir. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Monique Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Couple of questions. One on the piping segment, sir. Sir, is there any change in volume mix within the pipe? Because it seems you are sequentially, on a quarter-on-quarter basis, the realization has gone up from 107 rupees per kg to 120 rupees per kg.
Yeah, so?
So, is there, because the polymer prices were around 77 rupees per kg in the previous quarter, in April to June period, where in the July to September period, it were approximately 80 rupees per kg. So there was no significant change in the polymer price. I mean, there was a 3% increase in the PE prices, polyethylene prices, and sorry, PVC prices. But the, your realization has went up very fast.
We don't make pipe only from PVC.
Mm.
We make pipe from PVC. We make pipe from high-density polyethylene. We make pipe from polypropylene random copolymer. We make pipe from PVC. So
that's what I wanted to know. Is there any change in that volume mix? Are you selling more to more
We told earlier that we are giving less focus on PVC pipe business.
Okay.
Where the margins are quite low.
Mm-hmm.
And we give focus on HDP, but HDP price has gone up too much in last 6-8 months.
Mm-hmm.
So the price per kilo must have gone up of HDP.
Correct.
So that is the only reason. You're changing the product pricing of the raw material price.
So on an annualized basis, on an entire pipe volume, what could be the component roughly about the LDP and the HDP prices approximately?
We don't have the number before us.
Okay. So second question is on the packaging business. Again, I think there was an earlier question there on the same side. But sir, you mentioned that we have taken a price cut in a cross-laminated films. Can you just quantify the what extent we have given the price cut?
I think it must be around 2.5 to 3%.
2.5 to 3%. Okay. And sir, from this quarter, because the Kumi JV has been applicable from this quarter, so anything, because in industrial earlier you were reporting the volume from those two plants, but now it is not there. So what could be the volume impact because of that?
Which one?
Kumi JV.
Yeah, in the annual turnover of that unit was 100 crore rupees.
Hmm.
In volume terms, it was about 6,000 tons per annum.
Okay. Okay, I got it, sir. And sir, the last question is that, as you mentioned that the PVC is seeing a lot of the pressure in terms of a margin and probably there is a more competition. The same applicable to the CPVC also, sir?
On all the plastic piping business, there is always a pressure, but for PVC pipe principally at the margins of agriculture market, no other application. Agriculture application, the margins are narrowed down.
Mm-hmm.
Only agriculture application. And agriculture application was also giving good volume. So that volume we are not changing as aggressively as other players are changing.
Okay. But sir, are you seeing then a trend as probably the PE and the others are a much better polymers? They have a much stronger properties compared to the PVC. Do you see a trend where
every polymer has got very good property based on the application.
Hmm.
For agriculture application, no pipe can make PVC.
Okay.
So it depends on application. All polymers got their own strength.
Hmm.
CPVC is extremely good for plumbing. Polythene pipe is extremely good for drinking water supply.
Mm-hmm.
PVC for agriculture, for farmer to supply water to the field.
Mm-hmm.
The application to application, every polymer has got its own strengths.
Okay. So the last question. Historically, we have seen that whenever the polymer prices move up, either the PVC or PE or the PP, because of the oil price rise or the rupee depreciation, we have some softness in the margin. even if you look at this quarter, we have some softness. Even in the previous quarter, we have some softness in the margin. In that particular period, the EBITDA growth is generally lower than the revenue growth. So what kind of a guidance you can give probably on the margin side? And is that price increase or the market is accepting this price hike from the polymers, and are we passing it completely to the customers?
First, we must tell you, in the first 6 months, the PVC price went up by 3.5%, comparable, and other polymer between 4.5 to 5%. Rupee depreciated by more than 15%, but polymer price has not grown to the extent of rupee depreciation or the increase in crude price due to a lot of capacity coming up.
Okay.
Going forward, we believe the polymer price will have downward trend. As on today, PVC is the only material where looks there is some stability. Polyethylene and polypropylene and polystyrene, all the prices are expected to further go down going forward in the remaining 5 months.
Okay. So you do not see any pressure on the margin because of the polymer prices going up?
It definitely caused some loss in the inventory. Some loss in the inventory, but over a period of 5 months, you can always recover. There is not an issue now.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhav Marza from Fidelity. Please go ahead.
So just had one question, more sort of longer term, that our company used to grow volumes anywhere between about 12% CAGR earlier, about 2 or 3 years back. At an India level or at an industry level, what are the 2-3 things that need to work for us to move back to that growth rate? Is it housing, or how should we think about that growth coming back for the company?
Let me talk on the world growth. Growth is a very... It is a very difficult thing nowadays to guide about it, but things are so volatile. I must say last year was the first year, in last 7-8 years, where the polymer consumption in the country was lower than the GDP growth. Normally, polymer consumption should be 1.4 times of GDP growth. It was happening historically. Last year the growth was less than 6%. This year also in the first 6 months, now it is better than last year, but it is nowhere to 1.4 times of GDP. So depending on how the GDP grows in our country, we cannot do better than what is our country is doing. So we are a domestic-driven company. The raw material maker believes that the growth may be going forward from next year, maybe between 8 to 10%. If they grow like that, we believe that we may grow slightly above than what is the growth in the of the polymer consumption in the country. You can't make a forecast how the country will do, how the economy will run for the next 4 or 5 years. Even guidance is very tough.
But less of the economy would be a broad aspect. But do we have to look at housing growth, or what are the things sort of?
Growth will continue. Now there's a good segment housing. Now things have stabilized. Demonetization, GST, RERA, all are stabilized. So now the players are becoming few players and big players. And affordable house is a good scheme. So the housing construction, housing activity are definitely growing.
Okay. So our volume growth... Okay. Okay. All right, sir. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nehal Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, I missed out on the initial part of the commentary. Can you just give us the number for borrowings and the average monthly borrowing?
Average borrowing? Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of September 2018, the total borrowing of the company was 259 crore.
Okay.
And average borrowing for the quarter as well as for the half year is 231 crore and 223 crore respectively.
And sorry, I didn't get you. 259 crore is for September 2018.
Yeah.
And 231 crore is?
For the quarter, average for the quarter.
Average, okay.
And 223 crore is the average for the half year.
223 is average for the half year.
Average cost of borrowing as of September 18 is 7.07%.
Right. Fine. My next question is on the industrial product side. Now the volume growth has been pretty good as far as last couple of years is concerned. But if you look at the realization growth, the realization has come in at 26%. Just want to understand as to why realization growth has been so big.
It depends on what polymer they want us to make product of. Whichever raw material you use for the particular industrial product, the value wise may grow much more than normal.
So is this sustainable or it will
be? We can't forecast about it. What are the type of material they require for a product which they require in future?
Okay. And sir, my last question is on the value-added product segments. On the value-added product segments, which includes, say, DWC pipes.
DWC pipe is not a value-added segment.
Okay.
Our value-added product has been 35% of total sale in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 37% in the corresponding quarter of previous year. Actually, value-added, in overall quantum has gone up. Overall value-added item sale has gone up from 749 crore to 860 crore. But considering the bigger growth in our business, the percentage value will come down.
Right. But sir, which part of our value-added products has started doing well and which one has not been doing well?
Value-added products all are doing well. There's no issue. Then percentage has come down due to the overall higher growth of turnover.
Right. Sure. And sir, lastly on the LPG composite cylinder side, where is it headed?
Sorry?
Composite. On the LPG composite cylinder business, sir.
LPG composite cylinder still, there is not a great break to the domestic market.
Hmm.
And export, whatever we are doing business in export only, as I told you in my state, opening demand also, Bangladesh and South Korea we are exporting. And now we added one more country where we'll be exporting in this quarter. But as domestic market is still not opened up, the government refinery is still not decided to go in a big way and to procure composite cylinder for the Indian market. They are bound to come, but it is still getting delayed.
So do you expect the segment to break even in this year? Because last year you said the prospects are looking significantly better.
We remain optimistic. Definitely looking better than about to be there last year.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Vipul Shah, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, what was the PVC price during the quarter and how does it compare against previous quarter?
We don't have a number before us, but previous PVC price have gone up and down in this year by 6 or 7 times.
I see.
We don't have comparison. Last year comparison, I don't have.
No, in reply to an earlier question, you said...
In April it was 79.5 rupees and now also it is 79.4 rupees. So it has gone up then come down.
Okay. So which other raw material prices have gone up and you are expecting it to come down? I missed that part of your comment.
Polyethylene prices we expect to come down further. They have gone up compared to April, their prices are higher by 4-5%. And we expect going forward, they will come down.
Okay, and lastly, sir, what percentage of pipe, means percentage-wise, what should be PVC's contribution in the pipe business, raw materials?
I don't have the number before me.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chintan Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for taking my question.
Thank you.
Hello. Yeah. So first question that I have, can you shed some light on the recent product launches and could you help me on the outlook on HDPE pipes?
In recent product launches, up till now we could not make a breakthrough in double wall corrugated high density pipe. Apart from that, all products are now selling okay. Double wall corrugated polyethylene pipes are being supplied in the market are mostly flouting BIS regulation and stamping BIS. So we are not able to have a penetration in that market. Other than that, all the newly launched products, all are selling okay.
Next question is, can you help me with pricing on agri pipes as well, outlook?
Sorry?
Can you help me pricing on agri
pipes? We expect demand should be okay now onward, from November onward, demand should start picking up.
Okay, fine, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Hello.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, sir. Just wanted to get clarity on the consumer product division as well. While we have seen good traction in terms of profitability and other things, but volumes are down on a YY basis, though marginally, but just wanted to get your sense around that.
We are not very aggressive in the commodity product. So the volume may go down, margins will remain healthy.
Okay. So we're looking at, value added things there and not so much.
See, value addition, our norm is it should be not less than 17% margin. So if the product is earning 15%, it will not classify as value added in our vocabulary.
Okay.
But I cannot get 15% margin in a commodity furniture.
Got it. Okay. So, I think looking at EBITDA growth, there is more of relevance rather than individual volume growth in that segment. Is that
right? Actually, see, we focus EBITDA growth and we focus value, our return on capital employed.
Fair. Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to our participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Sriram Rajaram from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
So thank you for taking the question again. Sir, regarding your breakup, regarding the PVC, CPVC and HDPE, can you give the volume and value-wise split for a quarter?
There's classified information, we don't give a breakup.
Then, sir, in that case, I mean, is it possible to disclose the end-user-wise industry in terms of, like, how much would be the industrials and agricultural contributing to your plastic pipe revenue?
We can't make out because whatever we are selling agri pipe, people are using in housing.
Okay.
So we cannot give how much is gone to agri, how much is gone to housing. We don't sell much to industry. It is mostly housing and agri.
Fine, sir. And from here on, how do you see the realizations going forward? Because you are saying polymer prices are going down. So can we see the realization also going in that trajectory?
We know one thing, that it will definitely reduce our working capital requirement. We will require less money for holding the inventory, less money for giving book debt. And realization, after all, when the price comes down, I have to drop the price of my product.
Okay. Fine, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder once again to our participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Kashyap Pujara from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Kapriyaji, could you just give an update on Supreme Petchem? We've not discussed anything on the call on that front.
Supreme Petrochem, in the first 6 months, there was West Bengal, is Maharashtra government banning order, which had been followed by Madhya Pradesh, UP and Karnataka. It had destroyed around 15,000 to 20,000 ton demand of polyester in the country. Mm-hmm. So the demand sinking instead of growing, and a huge import started coming from Iran, which was lower than our Australian price. Our company is taking corrective action, and that has given a big erosion of our margin in business in the first 6 months. We believe that now the remaining 6 months things may be better, but unless our other verticals start showing better working, which are going to show for sure, that we cannot cut out of the stallion monomer price fluctuation. The other verticals are SMMA, EPS, compounding business and XPS. And mass ABS may come after 12 to 15 months. So we remain very optimistic about the company, but for a short time, this problem came due to the demand restriction on polystyrene and due to dumping of material by Iran.
Sure. Tapareji, one final question on Supreme Industries. You did point out about your outlook of growth, which you still said you expect close to 10% volume growth for the full year. And obviously you did mention the correlation that you expected to be more or less, on a normalized basis, it should be 1.4 times GDP, which we haven't seen in the recent past. But if I look at the margin front, I mean, historically, Supreme's gross margin has been extremely steady. And so which means that whatever the raw material cost fluctuations that happen because of, you know, crude going up or down or rupee going up or down, essentially over time has been passed through. So there might be quarter to quarter gaps, but over time it's very steady. So and the manage and you are basically focusing on ROCE. So capital intensity is very, very controlled. You are trying to reduce the working capital days. And on the margin front, the key cost head after material cost is power and manpower. And on both these fronts, you know, the new capexes that we are doing is essentially having more energy efficient machines, more automation, and with higher value added products. Where do you see operating margins of the company 2-3 years down the line? I mean, what is your thought? Even if you can't comment a number, but how do you see this trajectory?
You see, our first, let us talk about this year. We earlier we thought that our turnover may be 5,500 crores. With the change in product mix, now we believe that our turnover should be 5,700 to 5,900 crores for the year. Operating margin, due to this so many headwind coming, now we have lowered down our forecast from 15.5 to 16 to 14.5 to 15 for the current year. Company definitely aims that we must work operating margin of around 16% going forward. And with the butter product we are going on adding, we expect that we must stabilize 16% plus operating margin going forward.
Sure. Okay. That's helpful.
I must tell you, yes, that it is very difficult to give a guidance because things are so volatile nowadays and so many headwinds are blowing. But still, we are comfortable because the business is robust and business is a growing business. And fortunately, all the demand restrictions took place. In our product segment, we are having good demand. We have no problem from any government authorities as on today.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Raman, could you check if there are more questions, please?
Sure. Anyone else who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions, I'd like to hand the conference back to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.